In 2007, then-Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan got the Vatican's okay to transfer $57 million of Milwaukee Archdiocese money into a Catholic cemetery trust fund. During the now almost three-year-long Archdiocese bankruptcy case, abuse victims have tried to reverse that transfer, but a federal district judge in Milwaukee has blocked the reversal. The court's decision is being appealed, but a coalition of victims and clergy has also written the Vatican asking that it put the $57 million back into the local church's main fund. Abuse victim Monica Barrett says the Vatican may not have been told the full story in 2007, and she says she remains hurt by Dolan's move.
Once again, this archdiocese has chosen to do something behind closed doors that affects many, many people.
Barrett says she only recently found out that the $57 million is just for 8 cemeteries and 7 mausoleums the archdiocese owns, and not for parish cemeteries in the 10-county archdiocese. Archdiocese spokesman Jerry Tupchevsky says the number of cemeteries shouldn't be the question. The need for perpetual care is.
When someone talks about how much will it take to fund something, the answer has to be, well, how long is forever?
Tupchevsky says the $57 million came from crypt and cemetery plot sales and was always informally set aside. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.